Well, it's 12:30, and I'm just outside in the field. Well, I'm outside on the fence, and Poppy's in the field. It's a full moon, nearly, and there's an owl twittering, and a motorway full of cars blowing this direction. I just thought I'd do a boo. It's kind of like, I don't know if it's a good idea, really. I mean, the thing is, I use Audioboo. It helps me. It's in my diary, and it comes down in my RSS feed to iTunes, and I keep a copy. And I hope that it will help me in the future to look back on my illness and recovery from it. Or life with it, whichever way you want to look at it. I'm finding it hard at the minute. I'm having a bit of a, I don't know. I think if I can, it's kind of best summed up as when I was really suffering swings and depressions. They were characterised by certain thoughts and behaviours, and some of those thoughts and behaviours are the same sorts of thoughts and behaviours that everyone has, but they just form a picture when you're ill. They form a tapestry of symptoms, and when those symptoms crop up now that I'm feeling recovered and I'm feeling brave enough, or, you know, I don't mean brave as in it's a brave thing, but I mean I'm not shying away from starting a business with Lovefresh. It's really getting, you know, it's a real challenge, which I'm bottling up a little bit, because my usual avenue of talking about these things would be my wife, which I still do, and Lovefresh, and Audioboo. And obviously I'm aware that my business partner, Jeff, would possibly listen to an audiobook I recorded, maybe not. And certainly in the future, if I'm looking for funding, people will be able to find my audiobooks. But I've been thinking long and hard about this tonight. It's been distracting me all day. I've been writing a document for funding, or a pitch. And I'm having trouble with it. I'm not finished. And I'm aware that, you know, if I was a competent and efficient CEO of a company, I'd have done it in an afternoon. I find some things very easy. I find sort of creative thinking really easy. I'm full of ideas, and I always have been. I know how our product, Lovefresh, should work, will work, can work. I know the different, you know, I have lots of ideas for the different routes for development, possibilities for expansion, possibilities for monetization. It's all there, you know. But when it comes to writing things down, I start to doubt myself, because I get too much time to dwell on it. And yeah, it's causing me problems. In itself, it's a small thing, but it's making me non-functional in a way that I was when I was, you know, in a depression. And, you know, Claude reminds me that, you know, I'm not cured. My brain's just trained better these days, and we're living in better environments, and I'm through the worst of it. I'll live with it, you know, and that despite the fact that my bipolar diagnosis wasn't formalised in the end, it was withdrawn. It was a diagnosis based on the very real symptoms, and the symptoms of my personality. Ultimately, you know, I've been a very enthusiastic and healthy-minded individual all my life. All that happened when I had my nervous breakdowns was Those enthusiasms became extremely magnified and were followed by cyclical depressions. And so, yeah, it's a bit of a dilemma. Do I continue to use Audioboo to express these things, which I find useful to express, because frankly, rolling them around in your mind doesn't make sense of them. Not really. Recording them and then listening to how you were thinking a month later, now that makes sense of them, and that helps you understand that you're in a different place a month later, for a start. It helps you understand the differences between how you can perceive the same thing from day to day. And listening to them 6 months later helps you understand where you've been for the last 6 months, what you've been thinking, what you've been doing, what progress you've been making, what backward steps you've been taking, what patterns of behaviour that you see in yourself that aren't helpful or healthy. Generally invaluable. And so on that basis, I'm fairly resolved, although if Jeff is listening to this, I'm sure he'll tell me if he thinks this is a ridiculously bad idea. But that's difficult as well. You know, Jeff's a very old friend, a very good friend. I couldn't want to be in a business with anyone better, anyone else. But still, you know, he's got kids. He wants to make a success of the company as much as I do. And therefore, you know, there's a dependent relationship there at me doing my end of the bargain. It's all very well having an idea and having clarity of vision of that idea, but there's more to it in terms of a small startup that's bootstrapped. I'm constantly thinking about funding at the moment. I spent a bit of time this afternoon doing some creative work with our art director, Matt. We were just brainstorming for t-shirt designs, for a Love Fresh t-shirt, and possibly a range of Love Fresh t-shirts, which just be a way of bringing small amounts of income in while we're bootstrapped. That went really well. You know, it was really good fun. It was just right up my street. It's what I missed in my whole career, the creative side, and we ended up with a great concept at the end of it, and Matt's got lots of ideas now, and is going off to design. But the writing of pictures, that kind of thing, it's not like that at all. It's not creative, it's not fun. It's silly, really, because all the words that go into the picture I've written many times before in blog posts or my notes or my notes and my company documents that I've drafted and I've got at home. You know, it's written in many ways. The monetization potential is covered in many ways, but when it comes to putting it into a pitch, it all starts to feel like a career. Starts to remind me of sitting down with reports to write, and I freeze up. I have proper mental block. I'm having a real problem with it, and it's such a small matter. You know, I've had help from Mark Rock in what to write. Jeff's great. You know, we talk about it. He gives me loads of help and guidance. I know what to write, frankly. I know exactly what needs to be in it. I know what angles to emphasise, what to play down, what to, you know, there's nothing I don't know about it. It's not, I'm outside now walking around, I know that it's totally logical. Actually, what I do know is it's quite amazing. My daisies here have had a second flourish. Sorry, it's completely tangential, but I've got some, anyway, yeah. Oh dear, my mind's all over the place. But I am going to continue to use Audioboo because, frankly, it's been a, it's no exaggeration to say, of all the psychiatrists and medication and therapy or cognitive behaviour techniques of the past couple of years, audio booze being the single most useful thing to me. It felt like it when I started using it as a diary. That was before I was able to take a look back, obviously, as I was just starting. And it feels like it now, you know. It has never lost that feeling for me. It's a wonderful tool. And it feels like my tool, you know. Oh dear. That's a terribly unfortunate turn of phrase. That's the truth. It doesn't feel like my tool at all. But if we stop being quite so double entendre about it, it does, you know. It's a thing I stumbled across on the web. Started to use, found it helpful, got me through agoraphobia, met the team, met Mark, met Karen, Tom and John and all the rest of the guys there. They were really lovely to me, they gave me real help. They were one of my only excursions out of the house last year, to go and see them, before, you know, I progressed through my agoraphobic recovery. And so, it's not something I can willingly or happily give up or begin to use in a way that's all about, inverted commas, social media, and the use of social media to spread the love fresh word. It's something that's going to have to remain personal, because I don't want to hide under any kind of facades anymore, you know. 15-year career in the city is full of stiff upper lips, and I'm done with it, frankly. It's not healthy. So I'm just going to continue like this. I need to get back into using it freely, rather than feeling like I shouldn't do an audio boo because I shouldn't be saying the things I'm thinking. And it's that kind of behaviour that years down the line makes you, you know, strain under the load and collapse. It's happened to me, so I know. Yeah, I suppose if Jeff is listening, keep the faith. It's just a quaver, a waver, not a crash. But a difficult subject. I always find it so much easier to just talk into my iPhone in the middle of the night and know that I'm not waiting for anyone to respond. Know that there's no reason for anyone to be listening. It's only that I've been surprised when people have that I'm more conscious of it, I suppose. But yeah, can't complain about that, because it's led to some good friendships, so, you know. Swings and roundabouts. Anyway, I feel a whole lot better for just gibbering. And Poppy's back in the garden from the field, although she just seemed intrigued by... What are you doing, Poppy? Oh, she's such a little love. Oh, on a side note, on a note to diary note, I spoke to my best man today for the first time for ages. He's had a little boy. And he's having a lovely time as a father, 4 months old now. But really good that we're starting to chat again, because one of the things that happened was I lost touch with all my friends. So, yeah, building that back again, getting back in touch with people. And, you know, if I look at myself now and I look at myself 6 months ago, I know I've made massive improvements, and I know that I'm so far along. But yeah. And I need to remind myself that everyone has wavering moments where they doubt themselves, or they doubt something, or they have a mental block or whatever. And maybe be a little bit more open about that, but when it happens with the people around me. But I said to Claude tonight, you know, I don't feel very well really, darling. I'm a bit worried. And we spoke for a long time, and, you know, I see that it's not a patch on what it was. It's nothing like it. It's an average low. Yeah. sort of laugh it out. That sounded like average joke, but that's not funny. And I haven't got the energy to formulate a joke about it. So I'll just go. And go to bed, try and get some sleep, get up early, and hopefully wake up with a spring in my step. Yeah, good night. And this has probably exceeded my time limit.